Hi, I'm Wendy Francis, nutrition therapist, emotional eating expert, and entrepreneur. I've helped countless people overcome their obsession with food and weight. Isn't it time you overcame what you had become and ignite who you were meant to be? Your time to become an overcomer starts now.
Hi, everyone. It's Wendy, and thank you so much for joining me for another episode of Overcoming Your Emotional Eating. Today's topic is one I could have gone on and on and on about, but I chose not to because I think the reality is we're all on our own journey. It's just a way to begin to get you all to think about something new or different, or maybe even a little bit exciting, or it could be scary, realistically. The truth is, bathing suits wind up becoming a form of bondage in a way in our society. When we're young, we feel free and we play and we look at our suit as the way of getting us to the water. We have to wear it in order to go to the beach. We have to wear it in order to swim in the pool or the lake. As we get older, however, it becomes a way that we look at our body and critique it or criticize it. How do I look? Does it cinch me here? Does it pull me in there? Does it accentuate my breasts? Does it make my bum look thinner or bigger, depending on which way we want to go right nowadays? And the reality is that bathing suits become a way that we hypercriticize. And the reality is the purpose of the suit is to just let us swim or be outside at the beach. And we feel different. We stop feeling in our body and we start criticizing and we start perceiving how others feel about our body. In today's podcast, I talk a lot more about that and how can you find freedom in your suit? It's probably one of the hardest things to do, realistically. Take a listen to see if you can take the challenge to find freedom in a place where maybe you never have before. And take a look at www.wendyfrancis.com. I've done it. I'm starting to launch. Here we go. You're going to see a lot of new things coming out by me from now until the end of the year. We've got some courses we're uploading. I'm starting to take some appointments. I've heard from too many of you, and I'd love to be able to help. I'd also love to see people's interest in an event, retreat, and some group coaching. I'm up for it all. I've got time. I've managed my schedule and I'd like to be able to help. So take a look at the website as we continue to go through this year of growth, expansion, and exponential overcoming. Thank you again for listening. Hey everyone, it's Wendy. Thanks so much for joining me. And today is a special edition, something I've just been thinking about and wanted to bring to you all because wondering how much you guys are thinking about this at this time of the year. We are in summer months now. I think it's officially summer in just a few days from the time of this recording. And in the summer months, what I often think about is bathing suits. As a female, and many men as well, really think about what we look like in our bathing suit, what it feels like, how we move in it, how we breathe in it, if we can breathe or we can't breathe. You know, I think back to the days when I was young. Right? I didn't even care. In fact, I think I spent the first 7 or 8 years of my life running around in the summertime with just underwear on. And
So bikini top and where I live, it didn't quite matter. And then, you know, and free and happy and running in a little pool that I had out back. And then, well, then things changed, right? Then I had to put on a bikini top, which I, you know, is really applicable here in our country, right? But I had to put on a bikini top or at least a one piece or, you know, cover up top. And, you know, then of course, as life began to happen and I grew up a little bit more from that 7 or 8 year old girl, I started to consider not how I felt in my body when I was playing. I remember being young before I had to put that bikini top on or that one piece on. I remember being able to play out back in the pool, little baby pool that we had, and go down the slide, and my friend had a pool in her backyard, and just play and throw the balls and jump and swim like dolphins. And there was a joy and a freedom in the summer months in being outside and in the pool. And I remember aging, right, getting older. I wouldn't say aging, right, but getting older and then having to put on that bathing suit and kind of conform more into society. I remember still being able to feel as if I was playing and still picking my bathing suits. I had a rainbow bathing suit, might date me a little bit, but I had a rainbow bathing suit and just loved how it looked on the rack or wherever we saw it at, by Walmart. And picking up, loved how it looked, didn't matter how I looked in it. And at what point does that change for us, right? Each of us is very different with the dates or the ages that shifts. But at some point, we shift. We shift radically. And then it becomes not about how the bathing suit looks on the rack, but how the bathing suit looks on our body. And then it becomes more about how our body looks, rather than how we feel playing or how we feel in the water or how we feel throwing the ball to our friend or how we feel swimming like a dolphin. It becomes more about how does this fit me? Is it tight enough here? Does it make me look slim enough there? How do other people view it? How does it feel on my body? And more so, how does it look on my body, and how does my body look? At some point, it switches for us, whether that was 10 years old for you, 12 years old for you. I'd be most mindful if anybody made it to 14 anymore without recognizing this whole paradigm shift that we go through here. I think for most females, unless you are a surfer or you still play in the water, the majority of us wind up having to switch our paradigm. You may not have to, it just is. And that battle begins the battle with our body. How does it look? How does my body look? How do other people view it? And then when does that stop, or does it ever? I don't know. I'm not towards the end of my life yet in the latter paradigm, and I don't have an elder, so to speak, that I can talk to about that. I don't know where that shifts again. Does it shift again? I sure hope so. I try as much as I can to be free in my body, but I recognize I'm not even really free. And I know for many women and men, the angst that they feel getting in their suit, what am I going to look like out there? How will people view it? What will they think? Detracts from our ability to really maintain presence in the moment of play, right? In the moment of, oh, I want to swim in the water. In the moment of, oh, I want to jump and run into the waves, right? I remember doing that in high school and not worrying about my body so much, but that's because I was in shorts and a t-shirt. And we used to do this whole ritual first night down in Seaside, where I grew up. We'd run straight into the ocean, fully clothed. But beyond that, I remember many a day in Seaside wondering, how do I look? How are people seeing me? Where does it end? And what do we do with that? Is the question. I don't have an answer yet. I hope one day to find one. I hope one day for all of us, we're able to just swim in the water. Just be able to really feel free in our body. Maybe, just maybe, we can find that space and place. The reason why I wanted to bring this to a podcast, to a recording, is because maybe the next time you're at the beach or the pool, you just say, ah, the heck with it. I'm going to jump in the water and care what I look like. The heck with it. I'm just going to lay on the sand like this and not worry about how my stomach looks. Or I'm just going to swim like a dolphin like I used to. Where can we start to begin to learn to find freedom again in our body? In the hardest season of the year, so to speak, when it comes to bathing suit season, the reality is the angst around bathing suits is enormous. And I hear it at every age, whether you're talking to an adolescent, a 20-something, a 30-something, a 50-something. So what would it be like? I've done my own experimenting. What would it be like to just take a few minutes when you're on the beach the next time, or at the pool or at the lake, depending on where you swim? What would it be like to just tap back in to how you felt as a child in your bathing suit? How you felt as a child playing in the water, jumping in the waves, running and diving head first, finding even just the solace of 3 minutes of freedom in your body. That's the challenge I bring to you all. I'm continually challenging myself around that, and recognizing how difficult it is for us to find our solace in our body on a regular, let alone in a bathing suit. Maybe now's the time. Maybe now's the time that you don't conform and wear the suit that hides you. Maybe now's the time that you wear the bikini that you love on the rack, even though it might not pull you in and tuck you in there or tighten you up there. Maybe you just love the color. Maybe you like how it feels on your body and you're excited to swim in the water with it. Now, maybe the waves in a bikini would be difficult, although it can be done. But maybe you just love the blue color of that bikini and you just get it and you wear it. To find that moment of solace, who says we have to look a certain way on the beach or at the lake or by the pool? What if we really started to make it about how we felt again and stopped worrying so much about how others felt or how we perceive that others feel? Maybe it's time to take our bodies back. To find freedom, to find love, to find joy, and to find play. That's what I want you all to think about this week while you're out there in the heat of the moment. Thanks so much for joining me, as always.
Thanks for listening. If you like this podcast, share it with a friend. Rate, review, and subscribe. You never know who you'll help become the next overcomer.